Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To give a piece to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys here. Have you guys here on Sunday night, no matter where you're joining us from around the world. Definitely want to give some shouts out. Also want to give some phone numbers so you can connect with us as well. If you want to listen in, it's a couple of ways you can do that. So as we get ready to warm up the mic, let's talk about those ways you can connect yourself and join us here live in The Remix. One of the ways that you can actually join us here live in The Remix is by calling in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. If you're an international caller, and by the way, I did get your emails from quite a few international callers today. I want to thank you so much for reaching out. Know that all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in as well. You can also Skype in. So just come on over to The Remix page, www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix. And yeah, that's going to get you locked in. And you'll see the little icon there. You can hit the Skype button, and you can Skype in and listen to the show live. And then also, the chat room is open. So I want to invite you to come on over and join us in chat. It's always a pleasure to have the Remix family live here with us in chat. And they are definitely in the chat room getting themselves situated. So you are welcome to come on over and join us in chat. I'm in the chat room. Esther is in the chat room, the other host of The Remix, and all of The Remix family is here to definitely welcome you. So www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and you can get in the chat room. You know, as I warm up the mic here, and we get ready to get to the share tonight, another amazing share. Brother Bilal is here from Bilal the Experience, and yeah, we'll have some goodies to talk about here. First of all, I want to give some information out. If you're a new listener and you're joining us for the very first time, if you're a guest here in the forum, I want to be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. Welcome to Planet Remix. And just come on in. It is a place where elevation, vibration keeps you on the edge of thought, keep you on the edge of changing frequencies and currencies that's going out throughout the whole universe. And this is the place where the light is always on and shining bright. So you can step into our frequency and join us here tonight. One of the things I want to kind of give you a heads up, tonight's show, like all the shows, are inspired. They're not things that was premeditated. They're not things that were, you know, it's really just based on inspiration. I want to give some international shots out because that's important to do because, you know, I receive some connections from people who are in Australia and a couple other countries that have sent some interesting emails about connecting with the Remix family and just really enjoying the vibrations and all of the individuals who have joined the platform, the brothers and sisters from all over the world. So we're going to give some international shots out. As always, shouts out to all of you at the Remix. And let me remind you that you can always, you can absolutely always have the Remix with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No need to worry. The Remix is always here for you on demand. We don't ever sleep. We don't ever sleep in the Remix. We're always here. And you can do that by downloading the Remix app. And it doesn't matter if you're kind of like me. I kind of go in both worlds. I have Android and as well as iTunes. We're available on iTunes. All you got to do is go over to the iTunes market and type in Remix with Miss Blue. And you will see that amazing, amazing Remix app there that's going to keep you locked into everything for the Remix. There, you'll find it on the iTunes market. It's a gift from us here at the Remix, from myself and the whole crew of the Remix, and the brother Chris, who designed it. Amazing job. Shout out to Chris as well. And you can also go over to the Android market. So if you go over to the Android market, you'll be able to find it there as well. Another gift for us also that you can find. I know you guys, I'm warming up the mic here. Warming up the mic here as we get ready to get started. So international shots out. Want to go ahead and start big listening audience tonight from the UK. So big ups to the UK listening live. We have Japan listening live in with us tonight. We have Saudi Arabia in the house tonight. Parts of South Africa listening live. Jamaica, Trinidad is in the house listening live. Mozambique always listening live. Yeah. Yeah. So, wow. So, everyone listening live out in the Remix tonight, just want to shout out to all of those. Want to give a shout out to all of those who are out there listening from all those countries that are there. I'm going to give the shout out as we continue, but know that we love you from the UK, all the way from Japan, and all the way from all over the world. All over the world, and just so glad to have you. Just so glad to have you. Just got to get some things in order, you guys. It's all good. Sometimes you just have to make sure you're clear. And so just greetings to everyone out there. Just so glad that everyone is out there. So welcome to the Remix, everyone. We're going to keep going here. Glad you're joining me here in chat as well. Want to give a very, very big shout out to Brother Wayne Chandler, who was on the platform Friday night. Amazing share there from Brother Wayne Chandler. Really, really just really helping us continue as we begin to put some practices into place. And who better to get it from than Brother Wayne Chandler. He talked about life activation and how that you can now begin to use these things to really elevate your consciousness, your frequency, to understand, to take yourself from out of the darkness into the light. Powerful. That's very, very powerful. He also has an amazing retreat that's coming up, and for the very first time, it is located and located in South Carolina. So if you guys are thinking about it, if you didn't hear the show with Brother Wayne Chandler, you definitely want to go back and download, and listen to that share there with Brother Wayne Chandler as he shared that very powerful message with us, as he always does when he comes to the Remix and self-invested. I definitely want you to go to his website, www.waynebchandler.com. All the information is in the show notes, so you'll be able to connect yourself with Brother Wayne Chandler and find out about that retreat and find out what practices you can begin to implement so that you can begin to activate those things within yourself. So just a really, really beautiful share. We're kind of going to be almost in a chat and chill mode tonight. So I kind of want to put you guys in that kind of vibe and give you that kind of feel so you can really kind of vibe with me. And I know you are already. So that's just the beautiful thing about the Remix family. You guys are in the flow. You're in that rhythm already. So I want to give a shout out to Self-Invested. So let me go ahead. There we go, Self-Invested. Want to give a big shout out to all of you who are self-invested, and know that we have a new season of Self-Invested that's coming up. And so I've been getting your emails. We're getting things in place right now. And so we'll have some more things coming out. But Self-Invested, we have a new season coming up. We're going to be kicking that off, and we're going to be doing Kim Biz. You guys have heard about it from the Brother Dietrich over the Perfect Union Wealth Center, who has come on and talked about how it has transformed his life, and many, many others. So Self-Invested, we, myself, Brother Bilal, and me will be kicking that off, and we will be doing classes in the Kim Biz. That's what we're going to be kicking off. That, I am super, super excited. That's going to be kicking off August the 2nd. August the 2nd. Any questions about becoming self-invested? What to do to get self-invested? The new semester is here. The new semester is here. So any questions, questionforblue@gmail.com. That's right. It's already a new year. I can't believe that. Already a new year. Wow. Wow. A year already of self-invested. All right, I want to remind you guys, it's Sunday night, and you know what we do on Sunday night. Sunday night is when the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck Order goes out. And if you don't know what that is, I cannot even imagine where you've been, but you are definitely in the right place. The amazing thing about the Kim Deck is that it was created by myself. The Sister Pure Feminine Energy did the artwork from a channels that I received, divine channels I received, and the Brother Dark helped to instrument, to put everything together, the channels, the artwork, and everything into this. So this is a deck that is full of energy. It is full of melanin. It is full of activation. And this is about staying current. Most people watch CNN, they watch the news, or they may get their local newspaper. This is how you can become current in your new world that you have created. This is how you can move yourself from this 3D reality and raise your frequency to understand and see things from a 5D perspective, to go to a whole nother dimension and be able to tap into the sixth dimension and see how you're manifesting, how you're creating, how you're growing, how you're learning, how you're understanding, and sending you divine messages that are unique to only you. The great thing about an oracle deck is that you create the energetic patterns that you want to flow by. There are no rules to tell you that if you get this, this is what it means. They are divine codes that each and every time that you pick a card, that you do a reading for yourself, it will unlock your own sacred knowledge and raise it to a whole new level. But don't take my word for it. Just get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and you can read what hundreds and hundreds of brothers and sisters all over the planet who are using this deck. Some are readers, some are doctors, some are teachers, some are mothers, some are new on their path. Some have been doing this journey for a very long time. Some of them are healers. Some of them are teachers. And many of them, poets, musicians, artists, celebrities, stars, because we're all stars. Some of them are athletes, professional athletes, college students. All of them are using this. Producers, film directors, every walk of life is using this. And everyone experiences. Is so unique, just like each and every one of you. You are so unique, and I've understood that for a very long time. And so everything that is about the remix and what is produced here is about helping you tap into your divine uniqueness. So I encourage you, if you don't have that, to check it out. I also want you guys to get yourself ready. We're about to get ready to get into the show, and tonight, of course, you guessed it, the apex of the unique being, and Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here shortly, and yeah, that's right. I want you to just take a moment and think about that. Think about your uniqueness. Think about that. Just take a moment. How do you identify yourself? Think about it. You know, one of the number one things that happens all over the world when it comes to crime, when it comes to something that is crime, I don't care where you go in the world, this is something that the planet is having a very hard time controlling, and that is identity theft. Identity theft. It's so powerful. So many people do not understand their own uniqueness. They don't. Your signature is like no one else's. No one has the same signature, whether that be energetically or even physically, than anyone else on the planet. Your eyes never change. Do you know that? Do you know that your eyes never change? The same eyes that you have now are the eyes you have. The eyes that you were born with are the same eyes you have now. They haven't changed size. They are the same eyes that you have. These are even the same eyes from past lives. How do you think that is another way that we recognize each other? Why do you think they say the eyes are the window to the soul? Eyes. The eyes you have now are the eyes you had when you were walking around in ancient Kemet. The eyes you have now are the same eyes when you were with the Omec. The eyes you have now are the same eyes when you crossed the desert with the Moors. The eyes you have now when you were dancing in the temple are the same eyes you have now when you were on the top of the mountain in Switzerland. These are the same eyes from past lives. These are your eyes. The same eyes. They hold the records. The eyes are the recorder. They hold the record. All of your lives are in your eyes. I remember, and this actually happened many years ago, a few years ago, to an amazing sister, and I know she don't mind me telling this story. She's also one of the divine priestess from the priestesshood. The priestess Wanda called into a show once, and I told her who she was in a past life, and she said, "You know what, Miss Blue? I knew that. I understand that because one day I was looking at myself in the mirror and I glanced and I caught a glimpse of myself through my eyes from a past life." The eyes. You have seen it all. Literally, each and every one of us have seen it all. Hands down, we have seen it all. We've seen it all. Each and every single one of us are very divinely unique. We are unique, but yet it is so much identity theft that is going on at this time. Being yourself is an activation in itself. Being yourself. That is one of the things to unlock. You want to talk about unlocking your abundance code? Being yourself. You go to the bank acting like someone else. You want to make a withdrawal, but there is nothing in that account. Please be yourself. You are unique. You are divine. Be yourself. Everyone has their own unique self. It is coded that way. Please be yourself. I'm walking around. I'm listening. I just went through helping a very, very loved one close to me go through something very, very difficult, because we have pain that we experience in this dimension, or what seems to be pain, what we internalize as to be pain. Be yourself. I'm looking around, I'm reading energetic fields, I'm speaking to brothers and sisters all over the world. You don't sound like you. You don't look like you. And listen, if you are not yourself, it will never happen for you. The life you want will never happen for you. It'll never happen. Never. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to play the song for tonight. And what I want to encourage you to do before we get into that, I want to encourage you to listen to the words. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to that. Listen.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay. by my name, I'm making up a brand new story. Oh, I'm feeling like a big bad liar, but I gotta throw the pain to the fire. Every day I'm busy working on how to be a different person. If I'm somebody else, never happened to me. If I'm somebody else, never happened to me. If I'm somebody else,
song that was Robert Glasper and Emily Sandy. Love that song. Beautiful, nice song with a very powerful message, and I get it. If I'm somebody else, it will never happen to me. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I want to stay there for just a moment and just keep reminding you to stand in your own light. You must do that. It's so important in these times, more than ever, that you stand in your own unique light. We need that. We need that. Not just for you. We need that. Because only you can bring your new uniqueness to the planet. That's the reason you came to the planet. That's the sole reason you came to the planet, was for your uniqueness. The light you're looking for is in you. One of the things that we talked about with Brother Wayne Chandler when we were on the show, when I said light does not travel, it doesn't. And I really want you to get that and to understand that and really see how you can connect that with you. I do want to tell you what does travel. Light doesn't travel because there is actually something that comes before light. And that is sound. Sound before light. Energy and magnetism comes together and make a sound wave. So everybody's been running around looking for light, but nobody has been safe and sound. That's why we love music so much. Because music is that universal frequency that spreads that vibration, that spreads that energy all over. And it does it in a very authentic way. authentic way. It does it in a very, very unique and divine way. I love it. That's how I know you don't know what light is, because you never talk about sound. Are you of a sound mind? Or are you somebody else? Because you're not sound. You have to be sound. Sound before light. You know how the saying goes. That's why you want to be like Mike. Somebody else. Everybody except yourself. And I want you to think about that. Everybody accepts yourself, not when you're somebody else. The ley lines, I get it. I talked about the ley lines a few years ago and on quite a few shows. The energetic ley lines that are floating all over the planet. There was a time that I wish I could zap out of here, have Calgon just take me away to a whole nother place. Take me away, Calgon. So I get it. I get it. The ley lines are so important because the whole universe has ley lines, and we have ley lines as well, energetically inside of our body. And this is something that is not new. This ley line that we have is something that has always been connected to us. The universe recognizes all of those things that you send out on your grid when you are in your uniqueness. So many people have contacted me, and we even talked about it on the show, about soul contracts and soul mates. If you are not being yourself, the universe cannot recognize you. You must. You absolutely must. Just like the fault lines. When we mess up something, it's your fault. When something gets messed up, it's your fault. And we're seeing these fault lines collapsing. This is, these ley lines are moving. They're shifting and changing all over the planet. But nobody wants to say, it was my fault. That's why you don't want to be at fault. You don't want to be the person that's at fault. So the universe is looking for you. Some of you have children looking for you. Some of you have soulmates, as you call it, looking for you. Some of you have prosperity and abundance looking for you. Some of you have health looking for you, healing looking for you, transformation looking for you. But they can't find you. Because they don't recognize your ley line energy you're connected to. You're somewhere in a fault. It's important that we understand that your roots, when they get uprooted, when it's been taken from you, when it's no longer there, that there is a loss in connection between yourself, connection between all that is, a connection. And I know that this is difficult to hear. See, once again, we're going to talk about that sound. Because nobody wants to be at fault. They don't want to do it. They don't want to say, I'm at fault. So when we take a look at the ley lines and we look at how the energetic ley lines have been moving themselves, it really is a place where our ancestors, they understood this. They understood this from a physical, mental, and spiritual perspective, especially our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet. I call it PMS. Because they understood that the ley lines, see, when a woman has PMS, this is about the pathway to sound. The pathway to sound, moving along the pathways of sound. Moving in that, moving into that. The apex of being is in the direct connection to your internal ley lines. The internal ley lines that are within you. The Native American, our ancestors called them spirit paths, and they followed those spirit paths. They understood that it was there to help raise the frequency and vibration. It is your self-awareness center. Coming from the East, they understood it to be that yin and yang energy, the transmit or the receiver, straight to and from love. That's what the ley lines are. The ley lines are the meridians in the human body, the rhythm of energy and how that flow is. When we talk about getting in the flow, getting in the rhythm, that's the ley line. Understanding that energy and how that energy moves. It does light up. It is electromagnetic. We're going to be hearing a lot about the M fields that science called them, the metamorphous field that's out there. There are so many energetic fields that we don't have the language to even begin to explain these grids, these connections, these fields, these ley lines that are out there. And as we speak right now, they are discovering new OS maps and new ley line systems all over the cosmos because they've shifted, they've changed, they've been activated. So, we're going to be getting into the share tonight. We have Brother Bilal who's joining us here live in the remix tonight. We're going to talk about the apex of being. Yes. Powerful footprints these ley lines are. Powerful. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, as we get into this spirit circle here, we're going to... I'm going to find Brother Bilal, and as I do that, I'm going to have something here for you guys to take a listen to while I look for Brother Bilal here on the line. Yes, yes, yes.
Each man's pain is unique. I hide no pain.
Everyone has pain. Never hide your pain.
I couldn't help but notice your pain.
My pain.
It runs deep, deep, deep. Share it with me, please.
When we first take this journey and we come to the planet Earth, One of the first things that gets activated inside of us is pain. And as we begin to continue on our journey, living here as unique beings, our whole energetic blueprint is divinely coded, like ley lines laying all over the cosmic, helping us to grow, avoid, and move through pain. Pain is one of those things that it doesn't matter where you go. You will often experience it at some point in time. At some point in time, you will be able to grow through your pain. So, whether that's on a mental level, a physical level, or a spiritual level, this is a divine activation that has been encoded into you to help you propel yourself into being more of your unique, authentic, divine self of who you are. It opens up gateways, vortexes. It helps us love stronger. It helps us live brighter. And it helps us to understand with compassion, with grace, and with gratitude. So never be afraid to share your pain, because that very frequency that you begin to send out into the cosmos will help you to build divine soul lines in your grid that will help you excel yourself beyond your belief. So, we are relearning about what we understand pain to be. Because after all, everything here is just an illusion. And when we see it for what it really is, it doesn't hurt so bad. It doesn't feel so sucky. It actually helps to elevate us and helps us to excel ourselves to being the very, very divine spiritual beings that we are. So never be afraid to share your pain. I love you, Miss Blue. I do. I love you. All right, we're going to get ready to bring on Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and he's going to be sharing with us. He was in Self-Invested this past weekend, nothing but pure fire, as we talked about the planets and got even a more in-depth understanding. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, he does the amazing soul alignment readings that many of you had, as well as the soul cycle calendars that really just helps to keep you in the flow, help you understand where your ley lines are so that you can begin to navigate your own blueprint. And so let's go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal to the remix. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
Good evening, good evening. No pain, no gain.
That's it.
Can you hear me clear?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. You're very clear. Yes. Mm-hmm.
No pain, no gain. Beautiful, beautiful. How's everyone tonight?
Amazing. Everyone is in, you know, it's just that vibe, kind of like we talked about a little before the show, just that chill out mode, just kind of, you know, just kind of that relaxed mode and just kind of taking everything in. Yes.
Well, I would love to send some love to the Malaysia airline again, talk about pain.
Yes, yes.
And oh, you know, all everybody just, you know, just stop for a second. and think about what we have been through. You know, and this is, we are at the apex. We're going to be talking about that and what the apex is. But we are at the apex of pain.
Yes.
All right? Because pain is unique to everybody. Because everybody has a unique situation, their unique experience. Now, what you saying, Ms. Blue?
No, I said yes. I agree, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we... I really want to give a shout out to my whole family, everybody, you know, on the team and the whole Remix family, Planet Remix.
Yes, yes.
You know, everything is good. Just stay the course. And, you know, talk about pain. You know, when things get rough, when things get coarse, we tend to run. But stay the whole course. Just when you think it's at its worst, just get ready to turn around.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I want to bring something to everybody's attention. On the 17th was like the first time in 3 years the sun had zero black spots. No sunspots on the sun.
Wow.
Almost
powerful.
3 years. Yeah. It's been like very minimal activity. NASA called this the all-quiet event. It says the all-quiet zone, because you know right before the storm the calmness happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And on the 18th they had a they witnessed a lot of red stripes in the sky, and the stripes are really spirits.
Yeah.
These are lightning activity, and this is connected to the spirit, that internal spirit, because when you talk about pain has a color.
Oh, yeah.
What is the color of pain? Okay. And before we get into what we're going to talk about tonight, I want to let everybody know that the planet Jupiter have crossed over into the house of Leo. I'm getting ready to tell you what this means also. It actually crossed over on, it was the 15th it crossed. Crossover earlier than what they said. Crossover into the 15th. So this is the energy that's connected to the internal drive of wealth, finances, however you want to call it, prosperity. But all the bank finances would be connected to you standing your ground. And see what you're saying, Ms. Blue, about that sound? By speaking
yes.
your truth. You would be rewarded from speaking your truth. If you stand up for yourself. Because the house of Leo is all about promotion and expression. And every time you express what you may be scared of, when you step up to the challenge, the universe, you will be rewarded. So everything is coming through the voice. The voice is going to be very powerful, connected to your resources and finances at this time. Speaking was truly in your heart. All right. So,
mm-hmm.
Last night was, well, we had some fun last night.
Oh,
we had some fun
yes.
last night.
Self-invested. Yes, yes,
man.
Yes.
We talked about the star system
mm-hmm.
and the K-9. You know, that's for the yeah. self-invested family. Because remember, we talked about K being the potassium, but we talked about the K-9. And for everybody is self-invested. Soon as I got off the call, I went into the movie. All right? And this was a movie I had no interest on seeing. for some reason, I really didn't want to see it. And
right.
I want you to start understanding energy.
Yes.
It was like it was holding me off from seeing it till I had got to a certain lesson. Because after seeing it, it was so much revealed that we have been talking about even on the remix.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And last night, the movie was The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, Planet of Apes. Yeah. And because remember last time I was on the show, I gave everybody the 30-year intervals in between each year?
Oh, yes, yes.
And so last night, even in Self-Invested, I gave the intricate detail on the 30-year increment in interval, which is half of 30, which is 15.
Mm-hmm.
So remember I gave 1955, and if you add 15 to 1955, it brings you to 1970, right at 1969-70, when the Planet of the Apes first came out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I really have to commend the scientists, the movie committee, or however they work that shit in Hollywood, for the movies they've been putting out, the Transformers, and you know, because the time lines up to how the planets are moving. So I know they know their stuff. I'm not gonna even lie about that. They know the science. For movies like Transformers and Hercules. And look, Hercules coming out at a particular time. Remember we talked about Hercules? Remember I told you that was Hercules?
Yes, Hercules.
Hercules, H-E-R-C-U-L-E-S. They have the rock plane Hercules, which is the same story of Samson. All right? So how do all of this energy tie into the Planet of the Apes? So is that, look what we talked about last night. We talked about the Great Mother. Even the grandmother, the Great Mother of Potassium, the Great Mother of the Universe. Not only the Great Mother, but the natures of Mama. The nature of who Mom is, the character, and the secret behind them. You see, because this is why Hercules was so strong and powerful.
Yes.
Because he had her clues. Mama taught him.
Yes.
He listened well to Mama. Listened well to his grandmother. Because Mama revealed the clues to her son, Haru. Same story.
Yes.
And since the beginning of time, man has been trying to harness her.
They
said if you could ever harness the forces of nature,
yes,
you become supreme. If you ever harness the forces of nature, you become supreme at being. Supreme intelligence, supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom. But you have to harness the forces of nature to do that. She is so powerful. Remember I talk about, where we talk about Pop and Pop in the big question on getting married?
Yes, yes, the wedding coming up.
She is the bride of the wedding coming up in December.
Yes.
She's the bride. She is the mother of the Sagittarius. That is the mother nature. She's the soul of the planet. We're talking about the internal soul of the planet. That's why they say it's a universal. Okay?
Yes.
So let me bring you to Planet of the Apes. And what the leader name was in the Planet of the Apes? What's the leader name? Caesar.
Caesar, yes, yes.
Listen. We at a time in the universe where it's time to seize her. Can you seize the moment? Can you seize her? Go see the movie. That's why right now on the planet you have so much chaos, but as above, so below, because the highest point of chaos is the highest point of peace. They come at the same time, but can you seize her? That's why they will not seize fire. You're looking at the root of the chaos. And that's why I appreciate what you did, Ms. Blue. You gave every, you gave us Planet Remix.
Yes.
Because this planet done went damn crazy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Planet of the Apes is a metaphor. This is the relationship between the human and the ape. We say, think about the ape as the god Thoth and Tahuti.
Yes.
The great ape.
Mm-hmm.
And before we move on ape, everybody write ape down, A-P-E.
Write it down, y'all.
Now put an X on the end. Ape is where the apex sits, because the apex is also a crown. Don't that sound familiar from Self-Invested last night?
Oh, yes.
Don't that sound familiar? The apex. Mm-hmm. They're like you say, go to the apex of your life on who you are. The apex is the crown. So right now, the crown is up for taking. I don't care how chaotic it looks, the crown is up for taking.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the ape, the apex. Now listen, I want to take you to this because I need you to understand what's going on. I want you to go see this movie. Go see The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, because his best friend and his humble advisor name was Maurice, which spells more rice. Wasn't we just talking about rice? They threw the rice at the wedding?
Yes, yes, more rice.
Well, who is more rice? And as we talk about more rice, I'm getting ready to pull you behind the scene of the big ritual that's coming up with the presidential election. America is getting ready to give you their version of Newt and Gab. This next presidential, I'm going to tell it now. I'm going to expose it now. They're going to give you Gab, but they call him Jeb Bush. And he will be selecting his vice president. He's going to give you some of Condoleezza's rice. Everybody in Hollywood, the old white man marrying the black woman, the soul. That's what's up for your presidential election. Newt and Gab. Jab and brown rice. These are all rituals. The ultimate lesson. What you say, Miss Blue? What comes before life? What was that?
Sound.
That's why when you have life in your belly, you have to go get an ultrasound.
Yes.
So when your sound comes on board and you can hear everything, you now have ultrasound. Ultraviolet is the crown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you to the nemesis of Caesar in this movie was Koba. K-O-B-A.
Koba.
The ba is the soul, right? So we're talking about the cold soul. Koba. He's the one who turned on Caesar, not the humans, not the other people, his own crew, his own boys. Do that sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
Your enemy is not that far.
Hypatia.
It may be the closest thing to you, Koba. And if you understand Koba's pain, you understand his betrayal. Because we're not making judgments. I just need you to see the whole picture. Because
right.
It's a funny thing how people have a way of helping us turn into them.
Yeah.
It's a funny way how other people have a way of helping us turn into them. Somebody burned you, so you burned them, but you no different from them.
Yes.
You hate when they burn you, but you burn them, and that's good. You're no different from them.
That's right.
So see, the cold heart is the science behind the human, because we are human beings. So we speaking on hue. What are different hues? The hue man, the color man.
Yeah.
You know, this was a big question at one time. You know that, right?
Oh,
who
yeah.
is the color man?
Who is the colored man?
Who is the hue man? And who is the original man? This was a big
yeah.
question.
It sure was. Yes.
Who is the colorful one? Who is the one acting like he got brotherly love and he's setting you up as soon as you turn your back? Who is the colored man? Who is the colored man? Say, well, I love you, brother. But his heart holding something different.
Yeah.
He's showing you different hues. So in this movie, Koba was the colored man. Because he's the colored man and you was willing to do anything to push your agenda. Because when we have agendas, and especially agendas that's hidden, your hidden agenda, you would do anything. You would go to any extreme to make your agenda get covered. So if you have any enemy energy you need to put in check, it's that damn lying and exaggeration you're doing. When you stop lying and goddamn exaggerating, I told you about the chemisphere last time we did the show. We talked about the chemisphere. 50 miles above the Earth's atmosphere where all the chemicals reside.
Yes.
50 miles, Ms. Blue.
Oh, yes.
Now I'm getting ready to show you an exaggeration. But we need a clear example on what we're talking about. And this is for the mathematicians out there. The average airplane flies 40 to 45,000 feet. Now, how far is that from the chemisphere? Listen, the chemisphere is 50 miles above Earth's atmosphere. Now, the average airplane flies 40 to 45,000 feet. So you think that's a long way from the chemisphere, right?
Yes, yes.
And you would think the airplane flying way above the chemist at 45,000 feet. Whoa.
Mm.
But how many miles is 45,000 feet?
Wow.
Because we're talking about exaggeration. Because I have to expose this. We have to let the air out of the balloon.
Yes.
Guess how many miles 45,000 feet is this balloon? 7.8 miles.
Yes, 7.8 miles.
Hold on. So Walmart goes to more than 7 miles. So you mean to tell me the plane is not that? You see when they say 45,000 feet, you thinking 45,000? But that's 7.8 miles. And then if you could go and Google what's the highest plane that they built, and what I pulled up, they Boeing developed a plane that went 70,000 feet. Whoa, they did it. 10 damn miles. You could jog that shit. That's how you could still see the damn airplane from the ground. That's how they shot the goddamn airplane down, because you could see the shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look, 50 miles above the Earth's atmosphere is 264,000 feet.
Mm.
Think about it. The football field is 100 feet. Not miles. So how does play out in our life? Because this is an exaggeration. Why the pilot don't come on the air and say, we are flying at 7 miles above the Earth? You gonna say, God damn, we that low?
Right. You're gonna say
it takes some of the. You see, it takes some of the what you call it? Like it look big. Just like if I ask you, I said, Miss Blue, how much money you have for real? You said, oh, brother, I got about 1,000,000 pennies. I said, woo, you got 1,000,000 what? 1,000,000 pennies ain't about $1,500. I said, what? But you hit 1,000,000 and your mind just goes.
Yes, yes.
The big head is the vellum. So you're making yourself look bigger than what you are.
Yes, so true.
That's why you have to pay attention. So how this plays out? Guess what this is the side effect of, Ms. Blue? Rounding shit off.
Rounding things off. So true. So true.
That's why the scientists say we need actual facts. Stop rounding shit off.
Yes.
How do this play out in business?
Mm.
Me and you in business. Me and you in business. I'm making an order for goods and supplies. I call you up, Miss Blue. I say, Miss Blue, how much is in our account with the business? You say, 40 grand, brother. I say, all right, cool. So I get on the phone. I make an order for $40,000. And when the people show up and they say, the bill is $40,000, I say, God damn, we only have $37,320 in the bank. but do this for me. Round this off and imagine it's $40,000.
No way. Yes, yes. That's good.
See,
that's
$37,320 is... $37,320. It's not 40 damn grand.
Exactly.
So you get me to move on something that's not real.
Right.
Because you rounding shit off. Call the energy company when you pay your damn light bills and let your bill be $200 and you send them $180 and tell them rounding shit off. You say, look, in school I learned, you round this shit off, so you just got to imagine that's $200. They say, no problem. We get ready to send somebody around there right now to cut your shit off.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But just what, can you learn to round it off?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to stop rounding shit off and be actual facts. Remember we talked about producing matter? You can't produce matter because you don't tell facts, and then your facts are not actual. Do you know how you would feel if you really knew you was flying 5 miles above the damn earth on the damn airplane? That shit look real small now.
It sure does. Yes.
This is why you can't be honest, because you're rounding the damn truth off. You round the shit off.
Yes.
You won't tell the real story. You would always say it was something like that. Someone asked you, man, what really happened? You start rounding shit off. I'm going to round it off because I know you can't accept the whole thing, the actual truth. So I'm going to round this shit off. And you wonder why that person never come back around.
Yeah.
Because you're rounding shit off. But check this out. The heart of this movie, Planet of the Apes. Guess what this whole movie was about, Miss Blue?
What's that, Brother Blau?
A generator.
And we talked about that. You did that show.
That's the mother. Feminine energy. Can you see her?
Yes.
Because Caesar was living where the generator was, and a human's life was out, and he needed a generator. The whole movie was over a generator.
Wow, that's good.
Because of so many people in the dark.
Yes.
That's why they can't generate, because they don't know where the generator is. That's why the ape is connected to the god, to Hootie, to the god. No, because when you in proper alignment, you have proper thoughts. You cannot generate prosperous thoughts in war. Only strategy for war.
Yes.
So what you say about the ley line? What happened with the ley lines in wartime?
During wartime, ley lines do not cross war zones. It does not. Where there's chaos, there is ley lines will go all the way around it.
So look, Miss Blue, in the movie, Caesar was trying to prevent going to war. He said it's about the family. Let's take the bigger role. Let's not go to war because we're going to kill our internal love connected to the ley line. How you think the power even get into your damn house is wires and lines running into your damn house. It's phone line, power line, ley line. That's what Caesar was saying. And see, and think about even in what you say with Achilles, the god Apex.
Yes.
Because the greatest attribute of the great ape is the memory. It passes the memory of history. Can you seize the generator? Can you seize her? That's who Caesar is. One that can seize her. That's why war doesn't work. That's why we went to war and said we are relaxing. That's why we have a planet remix. All love. So the apex is the crown jewel. The apex is the crown jewel. The gem of all gemstones. Because when we're talking about the apex, we're talking about the top gem.
Yes.
So in order to seize her, you have to be in shape. What you have to do to get in shape? Where you have to go?
To the gym.
The damn gym. How you gonna get the gym if you don't go to the gym? You got to go back to the gym in order to get the gym, G-E-M. You got to go to the G-Y-M to get the G-E-M. So the Jew of the unique being, the apex of the being, is pain.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, it pains me to tell you this. But no pain, no gain.
No gain. So true. Wow. Yep.
Wherever there's pain, there's an opportunity for gain. And we have the pain of over 100 million lost in the Middle Passage.
Yes.
The greatest Holocaust ever. Known to man. That's your pain. Look what the Jews did with 10 million Jews in the Holocaust, and we have over 100 million on the Atlantic floor. Talk about pain. That's why I love that they coming out with movies like Transformers, because you was transformed from gods to dogs. Pain, because you've been ignoring the pain.
The pain.
Because the pain is where the fire is.
Yeah.
So we try to go to the gym and work out without enduring pain. I had no idea pain was going to be sitting right here at this point in time. Because one of my favorite speeches, even by the Minister Louis Farrakhan, was a speech he did, "Where Would We Be Without Pain?" And he was absolutely right. Because the more the pain, the more to gain. Because whatever don't kill you makes you stronger, Hercules. And this is the root of the problem. You want to live life without experiencing pain. That's why you own these damn painkillers. Are we still here?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
All right, all right. But that's why so many people on these painkillers, because they're trying to numb the pain. And they're really not even numbing the pain. They're just numbing the sensation so they won't think about the pain. It triggers something in the brain to let you know the pain is not there. Because you don't want to get hurt. You want to live life without getting hurt, so you don't ever want to become vulnerable. So you stay in the damn pain clinic. Because you can't bear the pain. That's why you got bear aspirin. Because you can't bear the pain. Ms. Blue, everyone on this planet came through labor pain. Everyone on this planet is a result of labor pain. You are a gift to your mother and father through pain. Pleasure and pain. Joy and pain. Pain and joy. Without the pain, you can't get the other end.
Yes, yes.
Whenever, listen at it like this. Look at pain like this. Whenever you're in pain, you're getting ready to give birth to something.
Oh, yeah.
Pain is the mother of creation and birth. So what's the result of you not wanting to experience pain? Guess what the result is? You become a pain in the ass.
Yes.
It started in your neck.
Yeah.
But it didn't move. You're a pain in the ass now to the whole damn universe. Because you won't be yourself. And if you're somebody else, it'll never happen for you.
Never.
This is what making you a pain in the ass. And those who hate people are now suffering chest pain. Because we're talking about pain.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you go to the gym to work out, really work out. I mean, I ain't talking about going to the gym just to meet people and hang out like a nightclub. We talking about really work out? The next day you're going to be in pain.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A lot of pain.
The next day you're going to be in pain. And guess what? The only way to get rid of the pain you're in. You got to keep working out.
Keep working out. Yes. Gotta
I couldn't
make
figure it. That shit out. But my arms are hurting so bad. It's, man, the only way to get rid of the pain, you got to keep working this shit out. What? No science in that. But guess what? The more I worked out, the more pain went away.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah.
is why people stop going to the gym. They can't stand the pain. You do some squats and work out with your leg and see, man, nobody can't touch it. The pain.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, pain is the bodyguard. Pain is the God of the body of God. So look at pain as a God for the body. So I'm going to let you know when something is wrong. The pain is protecting you from letting you know something is not working out.
Yeah.
That's why in the gym you work out. Your methods and your conditions are protected by pain. If you do something to your, not only yourself, but even think about this. Then. Like if you do something to someone else and like you hurt their feelings, you got to go work that shit out.
So true.
So the pain is even connected to you coming up with solutions. Solutions are connected to pain. The pain of going through trials and errors build your character. You wouldn't even know what you were made out of if it wasn't for pain. How are you going to do these things without pain? Pain has the ability to put you back on track. That's how you know pain is from a divine source. Pain is from the mother herself. That's why the mother goes through labor pain, because mother is connected to this great force. The great force in the universe is pain. Can you absorb the pain? Pain put me back on track, Ms. Boo.
Yes.
When I was younger, I was doing some carpentry work. One of my experiences. I missed the nail and hit my thumb with that damn hammer. The pain sent me a message and said, this shit is not for you.
Yes.
The pain put me on another track. So instead of building houses, I start building states of mind. Thanks to pain. Because the absence of pain starts to make you think everything is all good. without pain, we wouldn't even know where to put the attention. When someone breaks your damn heart, don't all the attention go to your goddamn heart and relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to pain. This is a man, you suck the goddamn soul and the shit don't burn. You keep your damn hand into the shit that burn off. But thanks to pain, you hurry up and move your damn hand. Now, that's hot hands for real. Thanks to pain. Because what they say, once you touch that soul, you never touch that shit again. Have you ever heard anybody say, man, I can't wait to touch that hot ass soul again? That hot burner? You ever heard somebody say some shit like that?
Oh, no.
But thanks to pain, they develop an intelligence.
Yes, it does.
Oh, wisdom.
Oh, yes. Divine wisdom.
You learn what to do and what not to do. So this is, the pain is causing you to pull back like you just pulled your hand back. Because the pain has a direct connection to the magnetic field. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But without pain, it would be no goddamn magnetic field. Because see, pain is an perception.
Yes.
When I hit my damn phone with that hammer, all the attention in my entire being went to correcting my thumb. All right? And tell everybody, go here with me. Because I'm going to show you another word that's connected to pain. All right?
Yes, yes.
And this would be likened onto the window pane. You know, when you're looking out the window, you're looking through the window pane, you're peeping your nose in, looking at other people doing their life. Because you're looking through the window pane, and the window are the eyes to the soul.
Yes.
So look, it's a window pane. So what's the pane of the window? Guess what the pane of the window is? You start window shopping. You're not experiencing life no more. You're window shopping your relationships now. Because I don't want the pain.
Right.
You're window shopping your relationship. You're looking through the damn window. So you're looking at this. You're looking through the window of the relationship you want to experience. You got to go behind the window pane. You got to go get in the picture.
Yes, yes.
You can't do it from behind the window pane, window shopping. You got to go get in the game. You can't score if you're not in the game. You can't score from the sideline. Because remember, we were talking about ley line. And there's a whole lot of goddamn lying going on. Stuff about the sideline. It's a damn, this really a part of the goddamn problem, all that damn lying. But you got to get in the game to score. You can't have a relationship behind the other side of the window. Write the word pain, P-A-I-N. Add a T to it. And you should have paint.
Yes.
Because we just talked about the hue, man, the color. So we're talking about the color of pain. It's red. The color of pain, the root chakra, the base, the ground, the fire, the pain, the paint. Because all power is perfected through your weakness. Because remember, no pain, no gain. And all power is perfected through what are your weaknesses. That's why when they say pain is nothing but weakness leaving the body. but I never heard you brag about your weakness. You don't brag about your weakness and what you're bad at. You only talk about your strong points. Stop telling people the mistakes you made and all the mess ups you had. You only want to talk about what you think are the good things. Talk
right.
about the relationships you messed up.
Right.
Because even in all of these relationships, you were there.
Oh, yes.
You were in every relationship. You the common denominator in every relationship. So if you are heartbroken, you had something to do with it. That's why I was telling a good friend of mine, he's heartbroken, Miss Blue.
Mm.
He suffered a heartbreak.
Oh, yes.
He found out his wife wasn't an Africa dancer. He wanted to die. He was talking about the pain of death. He wanted to die when he found she wasn't an Africa dancer. She was a stripper. So now we're talking about T-Pain. He was in love with a stripper. But I'm going somewhere with this. Because the brother suffered mental pain.
Mm.
And you know love. Whew. You know a heartbreak could really, you could die from a heartbreak.
Oh, yes. We've talked about that. You can physically die.
The brother wanted to die. Not because he even found out she was a stripper. He wanted to die because everybody else knew also.
Mm.
So it still wasn't just about him. But I'm going somewhere with this. Pain is the gateway to what our ancestors left on the walls of every damn temple in Kemet, Egypt, around this world, which is know thyself.
Yes.
The gateway to knowing thyself is pain, because pain is the payment inside. Pain is pay in. You paying for the inside. So what is the self? Because when we talk about the apex, we're talking about the top self that sits on the top shelf. What is the self? Because you have to know thyself. And the reason you even want to learn thyself is so you could evolve into a greater being. But without pain, you would never know thyself. So what is the self? Let me give you the S in self. Write the word self.
Write it down, y'all.
The S in self is S. S. Essence. It's the essence festival. It's the essence. S is for essence. In the middle itself, which always sits in the middle, is God. E-L-L. God sits in the center of self. So we're talking about the essence of God. Essence also is the spirit. I'm getting ready to close self up. And once I close self up, you can put it back on the top shelf, because the F in self is effort. The F is for E-F-F-O-R-T, effort. So this is the essence of God's work.
Yes. Nice.
When you put in a great effort, when you put in a good effort, when you start doing things effortlessly.
Yes.
The essence of God's work. Because once you learn the essence of God's work, you start to understand what the painkillers of God is.
Oh, yes.
There's two major painkillers for God. That's why God don't get headaches. It's no headache for the God state of being. Two painkillers. First one, understanding. Because we all understand and there's reason. But you can't get to understand it without research. The workshop in California. I made something very clear, Miss Blue.
Yes.
I say, I am not here to teach you anything. I'm just here to help you understand what you already know.
I know that's right.
Because how you going to understand it if you don't already damn know it?
Mm.
How can you understand what I'm saying if you don't already know it?
That's right.
We're teaching each other.
So true.
I'm not deep. We deep. Shit.
Right.
Why you understand? Why I can't go tell this to a damn dog outside and he don't all day go say woo woo woo? He don't understand what I'm saying. So one of the painkillers is understanding, because the research has been done and it's being researched. That means it's already searched out. It just has to be researched.
That's right.
Understanding is where the light's coming from. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding is the bond. The next pain killer for God is acceptance. Because when you don't accept, you get stuck some goddamn where.
Oh, yes.
And you might as well accept what done happened, because it already happened.
Yes.
How do you have a problem with accepting something that happened, that already happened?
Yes.
Pleasure and pain is like light and darkness. There's a reason for pain. Nobody wants to experience the pain. And without pain, you wouldn't be living. The pain is the thing making you better.
Because
pain is bringing you to your self-knowledge, the knowledge of yourself and who you are, how you do it, what you do, where you do. Self-knowledge is the amplifier to pleasure. Self-knowledge is. So back to my man, because I told you I was going to make a point here, because at one time my man wanted to die, literally. The wind was took out of him. But the pain became his amplifier. He's amped up about life now, Mizzou. He don't want to die no more because he married the girl of his dream.
Yeah.
He was destined to marry a dancer because he still married a dancer, Miss Blue, but this one does modern dance and ballet. But if it wasn't for the stripper, he wouldn't have the knowledge of a dancer. So he learned from the dancer. And we are not putting strippers down. I don't make no judgment on what you're doing. I'm giving you an example on what really happened. Because without the experience of his pain, he wouldn't have that knowledge.
Right.
So I asked him, what's the one thing he learned with his experience? He said, one thing that stuck out that he'll never forget. He said, the modern dancers dance in the morning and the strippers dance at night.
You know what?
Look, this is some priceless information to somebody on this damn call.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's going to bring me into the first thing that I want you to know what pain is doing. Pain is helping you to make better decisions. At least supposed to. Pain is going to help you get a better knowing of what you want and what you don't want.
Yes, 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 yes. So true.
It's giving you a better understanding of knowing what you want and what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You can also learn from other pains. That would make you very wise.
Oh, yes.
That's the first thing pain does. The second thing, pain exposes your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is how you build, because this is how you build your skill set and your talent. Based on experience and something that you messed up, you know you're not good at that.
That's
you know where you need assistance at. Don't be ashamed of your pain. Don't be ashamed of what you done messed up. Don't be ashamed of something that humiliated you. That's what your greatest strength is, because now I know where to get some assistance at. So it's a skill set. Pain is doing this. It exposes. It's playing the role as a camera now. Pain is flexible. Pain is multidimensional. That's how you know pain is a being.
Yes, yes, yes.
The next thing pain does is set the tone for your preference.
Mm-hmm.
So pain become a temperature setter. You set the mood and the temperature through pain.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Bring yourself some bad water. And it's too hot, and you stick your foot in that shit, and don't you see, you grab your foot out just like you did that stove. You see, now I need to put some cold water to make the temperature right for me. So pain is setting the preference.
Oh, yes.
On how I prefer my water. Pain is connected to the purge.
Mm-hmm.
Pain is connected to taste. Because when you have good taste, it's a certain way you like things. It's class and taste. So you go to a particular restaurant because you like the taste because of the seasoning.
Yes.
Because think about when you say a person is well experienced, they are well seasoned.
Yes.
They must have been around for a while because of his seasoning. Just like this lesson right now is showing up in the proper season. Pain, because a lot of us running from our pain. Kevin Hart, they laughed at my pain.
Yeah.
And the people that were laughing the hardest experienced the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were laughing the hardest at Kevin Hart was experiencing the same shit. That's why it's so damn funny. Because I can't believe somebody else experienced the same shit I did. So pain keeps you working. Because remember I talked about the magnetic field?
Oh, yes, yes.
Pain is the thing triggering it.
Yes.
It's connected to drawing. It's connected to the power of attraction. Pain does that. And pain is not prejudice. It's like gravity. It's not prejudice. We all are connected through our common pain. Because think about two people that have been heartbroken, Miss Blue.
Oh, yeah.
They may come together. The pain that they have may be the magnets that's drawing them together to be able to appreciate each other, what we done went through together.
Oh, yeah. So true.
So we have a common ground to meet. We can build trust here because I was messed over in a relationship. You were messed over in a
relationship. Yes, yes.
You know, that person cheated on you just like I was cheated on. Now you have an understanding. I would never do that to you because I don't want to make you feel how I feel because I know you know how I feel because you experienced it too.
The same pain.
Ain't that some shit? But
yes.
The pain is becoming a magnet for healing.
Yes.
Ain't that powerful?
Very.
Pain
very.
Doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be more sensitive not to hurt this person or cheat on this person because you know what that pain did them.
Yes.
And last, this is where she sits. Pain, the mother of evolution. Can you seize her? Pain. Pain is mother's nature. Listen, discomfort is the key to release energy that's in you to overcome obstacles and challenges, just like in the Kim deck.
Oh, yes.
Card number 25. The discomfort is the key to the release of energy that help you overcome obstacles and challenges because nature evolved from extreme discomfort.
Yes.
Let's go in nature. Let's go in nature. Let's go to the extreme of Mother Nature. Let's take a deer, for instance. Do you know the original color of the deer was not brown? See what you were talking about, the unique beings, Ms. Blue, earlier?
Oh, yes, yes.
So powerful because we all have our signature. We all have our thing about us. We all have our look, our dress, our taste, our saying, our sound. The deer was not even brown at one time. The deer had a unique color that's no longer here.
Right.
The color brown on the deer is the evolution of the deer. The deer has such a beautiful color, Ms. Blue. But you know how you say the gift and the curse?
Oh, yes, at the same time.
The beauty turned to an ugly situation. The deer color was so beautiful that it stuck out in the wilderness.
Yes.
So guess what happened? It was easy to hunt.
Yes, yes.
Because we're talking about extreme discomfort. so the deers were hunted viciously. And everything on this planet is a living being, even the deer. And the cry from the deer went to the nature of mother, went to Mother Nature. And Mother Nature started to evolve and transform the color of the deer to blend into the trees so people can't see the deer to hunt it. It was more challenging.
Yes.
So Mother Nature provided a camouflage. So the deer wouldn't be able to stick out. Mother Nature went to war with a hunter. So the Mother Nature put camouflage on the deer and blended it with the tree. That came from extreme discomfort and from the cry out of the deer.
Yeah.
Let's bring this into, bring this out of animal life into the being life. How do this look in the being life? Let's look at a young brother hanging on the street. And he started hustling and making money. He would start buying colorful clothes, which is the paint, the paint.
Yes.
He would get his car painted very colorful, so he's starting to stick out like the deer that was hunted. Unknowingly to him, he is setting himself up to be hunted, either by the police or his best friend, Koba, the cold soul.
Yes.
His best friend set him up and have him killed. The mother is the deer. The mother sends out a cry from the pain she's enduring. Go in Chicago and talk to the mothers with the children that's getting killed. The mother is left hurt for the rest of his life.
Yes.
The person is gone on. But the mother is crying. She's hurt it more than the pain she had at labor to bring his ass in. She's in the pain that's so deep. And she cries a deep cry into nature, hear her. And then nature asks her the question. And when nature asks you this question, you've got to be able to seize the moment. You got to be able to seize her. So when you cry out to the universe, the pain is going to develop a question. And this is what the question sounds like. The mother's son got killed and she cried like, what is going on? This is what the sound, this is what the question is. Nature replied, I couldn't help but notice your pain. It runs deep. Share it with me. Can you respond? Can you share with the universe where your heart of your pain is? Can you harness the forces of nature? Can you put on the camouflage and go to war with the ignorance? Can you put on the camouflage and go to war with the ignorance of your self-knowledge? And the reason you can't get the self knowledge because you've been ignoring the pain. It pain owned you when he started buying all them goddamn clothes and cars because you knew the end result. But you ignored it, mother. You ignored it, father. And what happened as the end result? We suffer the pain. Take the pain. Absorb the pain. Because wherever your pain is, that's where your gain is.
Wow. Powerful share, The Apex of Being, with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Wow. I see you guys with all your questions. I know you want to call in and definitely get on the line. I do also want to encourage you to reach out to Brother Bilal. He does the amazing soul alignment readings that you guys have been talking about, sharing those experiences with me about everything covered there, as well as the soul calendars as well. So just reach out to Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. We're going to be taking your calls here shortly and continuing with the discussion here. Yeah. All right. So peace and love, you guys. 646-652-2711. Planet Remix, everyone. Once you get on the phone lines, press 1 so that we know that you are calling. Tell us where you're calling from. Give Brother Bilal your name and birth date, and we'll be dipping into the pain here tonight and talking about that and sharing the apex of your unique being. All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm just going to kind of jump around here. Quite a few of you already had your hands up, and more of you, wow, are coming on the line. So I'm just going to be jumping around. Definitely be ready to go. We're going to go to the caller first on the line, calling in from area code 602. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, it's Jatan. Hi, Ms. Blue. How about the Blau?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Well, it's been a very long time, so, but I did listen to your show last week, get into the heart of the matter. And I loved it. I didn't call in, but I listened to it afterwards, and I swear you were talking to me. So great, great show. Okay, so.
And the heart of the matter is your pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where your power is.
Yes. So, okay, so I have some issues that I have been dealing with that are like past issues, and I'm trying to get past them because I'm in a relationship with someone, and I don't want those things to affect me anymore, you know what I'm saying? So I have to like really go within myself and like forgive my family for some of the things that they have done, and I've mentally forgave them, but I never really forgave them from my heart. Like I said I forgave them, but so anyways, I don't really know what's going on in my relationship still. Like it's there's just
Let me get your birthday while you finish telling us what's going on.
Oh, okay. August 28, 1983.
Okay. And what you were saying?
So, anyway, there's this struggle with this woman that I'm dating, and I'm just not understanding. Like, she tells me how I respond, like, because I sometimes snap. But it's after I've tried to talk to her in a tone, and she kind of gives me this, well, I don't really want to hear this, like it's not that important type thing. So her thing to me is, it's not important. We have bigger things, we have bigger issues to worry about, so you should just let it go. So she's like, kind of like what you said, like you always want to be heard. don't have to be heard all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And tell me what's your main question? What is the question?
What is it like? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I am trying my best, and even in other areas of my life, and it just seems like no matter how much energy I put into things, I'm still coming up to these issues. I'm still having these issues. I still have these walls that I have that I'm like trying to figure out how to knock down, and then my world just crumbles. I don't know what to do.
Let me ask you something. How? First of all, let's start right here. You don't stay in silence long enough. And let me tell you what that means. The art of noise really is silence. And you have an issue right there of being quiet. Everything that's in fell around you is a result of you talking about it. You talk about shit too fast. You gotta hold it in. Hold it in silence till you give birth to it. See, because this is a problem in you with your research. You don't do no research. Stop thinking just everything just gonna pop up out of the blue without you putting work in. See, just like Ms. Blue said earlier, you run behind light. You got to turn your own damn light on. Because the person in your life is a mirror to how you feel on the inside. That's why relationships are so powerful. Because now think about it with your partner. What's at the root of this? She don't listen to you, right?
No.
She don't hear that shit you gotta say. Guess why she don't want to hear the shit you gotta say? Because you don't want to hear the shit. You see, because you don't listen to other people, that's why you can't be heard. Remember I was just talking about the ignorance of self? When you keep ignoring, you ignore people. That's the problem. And then you're being too damn sneaky. That's the other issue with you. You're damn sneaky. And we're not talking about a sense of even just seeing other people, but you hold shit in that needs to come to the table. So you your own worst enemy. But this is a communication problem. All your issues are rooted in communication. But you look for this shit after it's messed up already. That's why it looks like it takes so long to fix it. You have to start moving when you're feeling it, not seeing it. That's what they say. If you have to see danger coming, it's already too late. And you have seen it, believing to you got to start moving from what you feel. I mean, you have all the components.
Oh, yeah.
You have the visions. You have the dreams. You're very spiritual. You just don't trust the shit because you don't trust no goddamn body. And remember I told you the common link that's going to put you together is where you share the pain.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do I do? Okay.
Start listening.
What do I do in that case?
Pay attention. You're not paying attention. You just keep moving. I need you to come to a dead stop, stand still, put a sound plan together. Stop being somebody else that don't work long.
Yeah.
Start paying attention. Even if this relationship is over, you have to get into understanding and acceptance. That needs to be your painkiller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I will share this with you as well. You know, Brother Bilal just said something, which is the first words for me to speak to you, and that is, you're addicted to painkillers. And that's a big part of your problem. When you said you truly haven't forgiven your family for real, because your pain is what has allowed you to move forward, and that's fine. But you have to move forward now from a different position. So now it's not about just trying to keep the pain, because now it's starting to literally kill you. It's starting to destroy your dreams, your desires, your relationships, and you have to detach yourself. You have to begin to learn how to detach yourself, and we'll talk about that. I'm actually using the Kim deck tonight, and the card that came up for you was Stone People.
That always comes up for me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So you see how divine that is. And one of the things that you don't do is you don't invest in yourself. Self-invest. When you're self-invested, it is a support system. It's your lifeline. It is connected to your energetic grid that fuels you. That forgiveness that you want to give to your family, it's time for you to understand that you've already forgiven them. That's not where the pain is coming from. The pain is coming from you. The pain is coming from you because there's a part of you that don't want to accept all of you. But you cannot do that. You cannot live in one-sided life. You cannot live a one reflection. You cannot walk that way. It doesn't work. Because that's a whole part of yourself that you have in complete denial. This world, and this is a show that me and Brother Bilal did a while back, and I'm sure you heard it. Everything has masculine and feminine energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big part of you that does not want to acknowledge the masculine part of yourself. If you look at Stone People, you will see the people turning away. But if you begin to look very, very closely, they almost look like phalluses. And I know you've noticed that. And that is a fear that you have. To really project yourself for who you truly are. You have to be connected with all of you and understand that those things that happen to you, I'm not so spiritual that I'm going to tell you that it was divine, because it was not. But now is the time for you to begin to gather that understanding. And the only way you're going to be able to move yourself out of this 3D reality with all the shit that happened to you, starting at the young age of 8, is that you have to rise and move above and make your frequency go up and start looking at things from a higher dimension. You're too low right now. And that's why you do some low-down shit. That's not the nature of who you are. That's not the essence of who you are. Start to listen to not what your mind is saying, but how your body is responding to you. One of the things that you can do is that I want you to begin in your area where you live, and anyone out there, you guys can do this. It's time for us to connect to the planet Earth. It's time for us to connect with Mother Nature. because this is where we can align ourselves with our own energetic ley line system and really begin to bring that energy and harness it back into our physical and our spiritual beings, because you've lost your way. You can research online and you can search for a OS map. That OS map in your area is going to tell you where the ley lines are. See, our ancestors understood this in Africa, and they walked this line. This is where the ancestors are. This is where your spirit guides are. This is where the angels are. This is where healing is. This is where all of the sacred spots on the planet is located. And you can put in your address in most cases, or put in where you live, and you can find a ley line. And when you connect to that sacred grid and be able to be in that space, it will help raise your awareness. It will help you to seize the moment. But like Brother Bilal was speaking here tonight, you're going to have to allow yourself to feel the pain without any pain killers. So that's what I have for you. Take that card, Stone People. Leave it out. Meditate with it. Take it with you when you begin to lay down and rest.
I tell you, You may want to get with me. You may want to email me for a soul alignment reading. And I don't never say this on the show, because I have a system to check and see if I'm even, you know, it's a good time to even have the soul alignment reading. So it's not just like you could just request a soul alignment reading and get one. But next year, you really can really come up on some challenges, and I would love to. Yeah, you can already come up on some serious challenges, because you are born for the arts. Your hands are golden. See, writing music and singing and all that, whatever you do with your voice and all that, and the writing, your hands. But you get ready to come to a serious challenge.
Yes.
And matter of fact. Because it's coming soon, early next year.
Yes. And then one of the
you're going to be challenged with your finances.
And one of the things.
Another one?
Well, one of the things. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just said another one. Fred, go ahead. I've just challenges with my finances have been like at the forefront of everything.
Yep. Starting already.
I mean, it's been there. Literally, like, I put a lot of energy work into getting this particular this job with the airline industry, and get the job, and I had some struggles just, you know, as far as living and having a way to work, and I lost my job, and it was like I went from sugar to shit in 0.2 seconds. And I got the job because I am creative. I'm a designer, and so I got the job with the anticipation of being able to travel and make some connections, and then I wound up homeless. Staying with just this girl that I met online. Like, luckily for me, I've had such great. I have not met a weirdo like that. But I stayed with her, you know, for about a month until I was able to get my place. But I don't understand why I'm broke, and I guess I do understand why I'm broke. So let me not say that. That's a lie. I do understand why. That's over exaggeration, like you said. But I don't want to go through no more financial problems.
I definitely would recommend that you do reach out to Brother Bilal, because you are coming up on some beautiful and strong ley line energy that really is going to, depending on how you sort of kind of get yourself in alignment with your flow, with your energy, with your grid, it's really going to impact the next 10 years of your life. But it's a beautiful time, because however you project that energy, you will have the full support of the universe. It's whether or not that's going to be in light or in darkness. You know, the beautiful thing is you get to decide. Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. And, 843. Hold on. 843 is a couple of 843. So I'm going to say 84324. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings. Hello, this is Shavonda, Cream of the Night.
Okay, greetings.
Okay.
And where are you calling from?
From Georgetown, South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
Wow.
All right.
It's beautiful what's going on tonight. I haven't been out very long, so I know it has to be, for me to get a call. What I'm going through, I'm ready to come aloud to just, scream it in my ear as well.
That's a love scream, now, because I want to make sure everybody gets to the destination,
Yes.
Let me get your birth date, and if you could speak a little into the mic or into your phone. Let me get your birth date while you tell us what's going on.
October.
October what?
20th,
okay.
1976.
Okay. Making 38 this year, okay.
Yes.
So tell us what's going on.
Family issue. Mother's door and...
Yeah, issues with Mother Nature. I just pulled the card, my God, for you.
Wow.
Wow.
Card number 14, yeah.
And you did say 2020, right?
20.
All right. Now, tell us, be honest and tell us what's really going on. Tell us what's going on.
It's been like 7-8 years battle with trying to gain my children back from my mom. That's the major struggle in my life,
mm-hmm.
Going back and forth to court, her... just not wanting to let go.
Mhm. So you're going back and forth to court with your mom, you said?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mhm.
Mhm. Okay. The first thing I want to tell you is, a lot of what you come here to do connected to your purpose is connected to your mother.
Ms. Luke told me that before.
Well, you get to hear it again.
I just guess I cannot see that with so much she has done to me. I just can't see that.
Well, let me ask you, what has she really done to you? Because it takes two of you to do this now. So she is all her?
It's all her.
What's the real pain? Is all her for real? What's the heart of the matter?
Defamation of character, manipulation, everything. I mean, it's like I can actually say I've never really had that praying mother, even though I was under her for a while, to take care of her. And I think when I decided to depart, that's when she made it hard for me.
See, this is you have spiraled out of control. Well, damn near literally. Because this is a result of you wanting control over shit. And then you're a damn skeptic. You're a skeptic. You're skeptical about everything. I can sit up here and tell you all this good shit right now. You ain't gonna believe that shit because you're skeptic. You're damn skeptical. You would never believe it's you. How about this is all you? Let's flip the script. How about all this shit going on with you? How about this is all you?
I've heard that before, but I swear I'm completely innocent.
You know, one of the things that happens when you take painkillers is that you become numb. When you take too many pain pills, you become addicted. They're highly addictive. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you become numb. You can't feel anything. But, you know, it's ironic that if you've ever watched someone who was addicted to painkillers, you will notice that they will get to a point where they're about to lose their mind because the pain is so intense.
Yes.
And they will start to take the painkillers. And the more painkillers they take, the pain doesn't get less, it gets greater. So now, instead of taking one painkiller every 8 hours, they got to take three within a two-hour period.
Uh-huh.
So this is how you know pain killing doesn't work. It only causes you to feel more pain. It numbs you to the response of the pain, but it doesn't take the pain away. I pulled three cards for you. The first card I pulled was card number 14, Mayat, out of the Kim deck. The second card I pulled for you was the goddess Moot. The third card I pulled for you was Sister Munya, card number 29. All of them mothers, all of them women, and all of them have experienced pain. These are energies that you need to begin to study because you believe that your mother is taking your children away from you to cause you pain.
Yeah.
And that's not what she's doing. She's trying to help you stop being addicted to painkillers. Your mother got your children because you was addicted to pain with your children, but now you're saying those same children will help you get out of pain. Isn't that ironic? She got the children because you were in pain, correct?
Try not to be skeptical.
And I know it's difficult because nobody has ever made you face this reality about what's going on. They just gave you some painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was able to get your children because you were in pain.
Yeah, I was in pain.
You were. And it's nothing wrong with pain. Trust and believe Miss Blue is not here to tell you that you should walk this life and not experience pain.
Yeah.
This is, this is what this whole show is about. It's about to get to the understanding of your pain. You've got to get to the understanding of what is it that I am so afraid to feel? What is it that I am so afraid to face? Is it really my mother? Is it really how I was raised? Is it really that? Or is it something else? Am I searching? You're searching. You're looking for you, but you are going into the wrong place because you're looking for yourself. But you're judging everything. You're judging everything, so you never get a chance to even experience the truth, the heart of the matter of your own pain, because you're judging it. Yes, you've got to stop wishing and cursing your mother, because these things have now become and turned on you. You have to become better, trying to be better at being her. I want to give you a big hug right now and let you know that we love you for real.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you're really confused about. What are you confused about?
I'm confused on how to handle this, I guess.
Here's how you handle this. How you handle this, how old are your children? Well, I could probably tell you. You got a child 3 years old?
I have twins, 4 years old.
Okay, well, close enough. All right, you have twins that are 4 years old. Four is a number of balance, right?
Yeah.
Your mother is not harming them, correct?
Well, they're by my marriage, so she doesn't have them, and I'm pregnant, 8 months pregnant now.
You said what now?
The twins and my 8 months pregnant now are from my husband that I'm with.
Okay, and who has your children?
I just took them back. Court order for my mom to spend 2 weeks with them before school. So she has a total of seven, but five is actually under 18.
And they're all your children?
They're all my children. I have a total of 10 now.
And you want all your children to come live with you?
My 21 is working. She's with her fiance. My 18-year-old, he was here. I want him here, and yes, I want them all here. That was the whole thing of me relocating, focusing on me and them getting a home and having them come here. And ever since I've done that, she just made it harder and harder for me. Or the court. Well, but it's what she says too.
So hold on. So you have 10 children. I want to make sure I'm clear.
I'm going to give birth to my 10th child. Yeah.
You'll give birth to your 10th child. Here's what I want to tell you. You're not stable.
I'm not stable?
No, not yet. And that's not a bad thing. Because you've been through a whole lot of pain, but you're not stable yet. You have your husband there, and you're not stable yet. You're getting there, and you've made some great strides, but you're not stable. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I know for sure you're not stable. When I hear that smoke detector beeping, it's letting you know that there are things. Where there's smoke, there is fire. that there are some things going on that you have not been paying attention to that is right in front of your face. It is trying to get your attention to let you know that it is your fault. It is your fault. Children are a beautiful thing. They really are, because that's a chosen and a divine sacred union. But we have responsibilities too as life bringers on this planet, and it is not just to birth children for the sake of birthing them.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time for us to get our mental, physical, and spiritual bodies back into alignment with our divine ley line after we give birth to a child. And you're not stable, my sister. You're not stable. You can't even hear the smoke detector. So how are you going to be a steward over your own child that speaks to you telepathically, that speaks to us energetically, that connects with us through our magnetic field? If you cannot hear what is going on in this 3D reality, because it's sound before light. Your mother is giving you the love that she did not give you. I will tell you, you are absolutely right at that. But this ain't the blame game. We learned that from John Legend. He sang the song about let's play the blame game, because nobody wins in the blame game. Stop blaming your mother. She's helping you now. Get yourself stable.
I don't know what you mean by that, Miss Bro. Get myself stable.
Get yourself in a place where you can be sound. So when you get ready to go to your mother and talk to her or go to court, they know that your children will be safe and sound with you. That you can think clear, that you can speak clear. You got a lot of light, but your sound is weak. You came on the phone weak. You're not strong enough yet. Give your energy to that life that is inside of you, the child that you're about to give birth to. Thank your mother for keeping your children in a safe place until you able to come get them.
My children have never been safe there. Everything that you would expect to happen under my roof, as far as, you know, molestation and all this stuff that's happened to my children, has happened under her roof.
Let me tell you, that's not completely true. That is not completely true. But you know that. It's not completely true.
I don't get this. I understand the fire alarm. You said that. You brought that to my attention before when I last spoke with you.
Here is what I will leave you with. Your smoke detector is going off. Your children are not safe in your home either. Get yourself stable so nobody questions you and you can go get your children. That's what you need to do. You need to fight for them, but you're not strong enough yet.
I've been fighting. My children love to hear. The only thing, we always grew up with their cousins, and so they have a little separation issue with that. But as far as them wanting to be here, I give them that choice. I mean, they're older now.
Listen, because you can't hear me. So I can only hope that you will go back and listen. I need you to feel this in your heart and not in your mind. In your mind. I wish you peace and love. Congratulations.
Yes. Love you.
On your life. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Ooh, we have 1 minute left to go in the forum tonight. Amazing share here. Amazing share here. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. The apex of being you, which is so important. Brother Bilal.
Embrace your pain.
Yes, you have to embrace your pain and really be able to feel it. Listen for the sound. Listen for the sound, not the light.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound. Well, that's going to do it for us. I just want to send much love out to Planet Remix and everyone out there. I see you guys on the phone lines. And
yes.
You're all wanting to get in to speak with Brother Bilal as well. Make sure you email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Those soul alignment readings are so important for the time that we're in and those soul cycles because we move. The planet moves in cycle. This is not about being locked into a system, but this is truly about moving out of this 3D reality and getting to the sixth dimension for real. You can get with this or that.
That's right. In reality, if you're not conscious of the system, you are locked in it.
Yes. Yes. So
you
true.
Have to become conscious of the system to get out of it. So if you're not conscious of it, you are locked in it. You're in that box. Get out the box, please.
Yes, yes, yes.
That
all right, you guys. You guys know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love the show, love it. Love it over on Facebook. And don't forget to download, download, download. Love to hear from you guys. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love to all of you guys out there. Much love, warm spirit, and till next time on Planet Remix, you guys. Peace and love.
Yeah. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. Forgot what to do to fit the mold, yeah. The more I try, the less it's working.